Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report about roller skates. They're all coming up right after this.
You love his plain speaking, straight shooting, no-nonsense approach to solving callers' problems. You tune into his nationally syndicated talk show every day to hear the wise insight and savvy advice he gives to his callers.
You see, caller, what you got there is a can opener. You use it to open cans.
A can opener? I never made the connection. Thanks, Mr. Obvious. You're a lifesaver.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, caller.
He's Mr. Obvious, America's favorite answer man. There's not a situation that he can't handle with his sage-like wisdom and his quick-draw wit.
Well, waste not, want not, caller.
And now, Bob and Tom Productions is proud to present a side of Mr. Obvious you never heard before.
Ah, I hit my head. Damn, that's smart. Oh, was my mic on?
Now you can hear for the first time the Mr. Obvious that the censors didn't want you to hear.
Oh.
It's Mr. Obvious, too hot for radio.
Oh,
Mr. Obvious, too hot for radio. We can't even play it for you in this commercial. It's just too hot.
So, Mr. Obvious, I can't figure out why it's not working.
Oh, well, I can tell you why it's not working.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
It's because you're a stupid idiot. That's why it's not working, you dumb.
Cut. John, you can't say that on the air.
Look, I'm sorry, but what the this dip doesn't even know how to operate his toaster? Come on, Bill. Don't we have anyone screening these damn calls?
All right. Settle down, John.
Don't settle down, John, me. And where the those pictures I was supposed to see. Get down on the phone. If I don't get those pictures in here by 2 o'clock, I'm gonna walk off this mother. You hear me, Bill? I'm not you. I've got money. You know what that means, Bill? That means I've got enough money that I can say you, Bill. Now give me some decent callers on the phone. These calls are ponderous, man. Ponderous.
All right, John. We'll take care of it.
And where's my orange smoothie? Damn it! I asked for a Kim orange smoothie like 20 minutes ago.
Mr. Obvious. Raw. Uncut. Uncensored.
So, you see my point, caller?
No, I don't, Mr. Obvious. That's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. What did you say, you piece of
You heard me.
Look, we've got caller ID. I'm going to have a couple of my gorillas down there getting medieval on your ass. How do you like that, Mr. Tuffy? Huh? I'll make you think stupidest thing you ever heard. I'll be watching from my yacht while the cops are fishing your bloated carcass out of the river next week, pal.
Hey, look, take it easy, Mr. Obvious. I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah, just kidding, huh? Sounds like you just made the connection, right? You just made the connection, didn't you, mother?
To order Mr. Obvious too hot for radio, call 1-800-EAT. That's 1-800-EAT.
And so, Mr. Obvious, that was the last time I ever saw her alive.
Oh, I'm sorry, caller. You've obviously mistaken me for someone who gives a
Don't be a moron. Order your tapes today. Holy.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom X.
There's our guest. He is comedian Greg Warren.
Hi, Greg.
That blue-eyed, handsome man, former very fine high school and college wrestler.
Two-timer.
Now a great stand-up comedian. And before we get, Greg, do you like pizza?
I don't really eat it anymore, Tom.
Yeah, I had more than my fair share over the years.
I see. That makes this transition work a lot less effectively. I would have gone over this earlier. I would have said,
I like pizza, Tom.
Do you? You know who loves pizza?
Who?
Ace Cosby.
You know, Josh likes it.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You know what? You might as well. You didn't have to say Josh. The way your voice sounded, you should have just said Tubby likes it.
That's not what I meant at all.
Well, what did you mean then? Explain yourself.
I meant it's a food that he enjoys. You know, like a lot of people that are in shape or out of shape or whatever. They all.
Well, you sure saved it.
Now, Ace has volunteered to eat nothing but pizza for the month of March. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, my God.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. Ace loves pizza. Now, is there a food that you like so much that you could eat it every day for all your meals?
I like broccoli with no butter. And
I do eat a lot of broccoli, Chick. You know,
it's the
nature's broom.
Broccoli is the whisk broom of the lower intestine.
That's exactly right.
I thought it was celery.
No. Broccoli is the whisk broom of the lower
intestine. I thought celery was the broccoli whisk broom of the colon.
What do you eat the most, Greg? Seriously.
I do like salmon. I've been eating a lot of turkey lately. It's eggs, sweet potatoes, sausage in the morning.
Yeah, good.
But if you could only eat one thing for a month, what would it be?
I don't know, Tom. I guess it would have to be, let's say, some form of meat, right? You'd have to have some sort of protein.
Hmm. Yeah, it's the only thing your body can't create itself.
Chicken.
All right. Okay, there we go. There's that. Now, do you want to do, let's see, Ace is doing the month of March. Do you want to do the month of April, nothing but chicken?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
Okay, Greg, when he doesn't accept your answer of no, just act like you have Wi-Fi problems.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's really stupid, yeah. Ace.
And any food. Stupid.
Greg, do you know how many varieties of pizza there are?
I mean, I don't have the exact number, but
this just in. This is from Kelly. She writes, taco pizza, Ace.
Ooh.
That's salad and pizza all in one, problem solved. Because Ace wanted to have a side salad and Chick objected. But if you get a taco pizza, you'll have some lettuce on there, Ace. Okay. So that's as close to a salad as you're getting. Greg Warren is our guest. And Greg always had some food issues, I think, because you were a wrestler. And you had to, you haven't stepped on a scale in what, like 30 years now?
Not since 91, no.
Well.
Even at the doctor.
No, it's always a problem.
Well, you had to obsess about your weight when you were a wrestler, but I understand.
Yeah, I didn't. I lived on those things. I'm not doing it again. And I don't care about their stupid reasons either. Well, it's about how much medication we have to. Well, okay, I'm somewhere between 170 and 200. How different is the medication?
Yeah, no kidding. Run and spit, right, Greg? Run and spit.
That's kind of amateur stuff, Chick.
Did you ever wear those rubber suits?
You never flip.
Yeah, they're illegal now.
Trash bags.
I wore them regularly.
The sauna suit.
I wore a lot of sauna suits.
Ugh.
Wow.
Shut off the showers, close off the showers, turn them all on, put on the exercise bike, put on the sauna suit, and listen to Scorpion's live album, and I could take off about 9 pounds that way.
What?
Jeez. Yikes. Yeah. That's super dangerous.
How much? There's your
bet. Super dangerous is eating pizza every day for a month.
Yeah. Killjoy.
See how much weight Greg can lose in an hour in a sauna. Let's do that.
No, I'm not doing it ever again, Chick. No.
I'm so sorry. Greg Warren has a special feature on this show known as the Warren Report.
And, yes.
What's our topic today, Greg?
We're going to get into the world of roller skating, Tom.
I love roller skating.
Finally.
Do you?
Yes.
Did you hear Willie, Greg? Finally.
No, I wasn't even being a jerk. I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
No, I like it. Finally.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Well, I mean, the first guy that I can see that invented roller skates is back in the 1760s. That's John Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
John was known for his eccentric personality and flamboyant clothing.
I bet.
He was a Belgian, and he used skating as a way to get more attention for his other inventions, okay, like his weighing machine.
All right.
Oh.
So John was at a party, and he decided to roller skate through a masquerade party, playing a violin, and he promptly smashed into a mirror, a very expensive mirror, broke it in thousands of pieces, and broke his violin and sustained several injuries.
Oh, he must have been moving.
I don't know what they said. John, you know, I get the sequin jumpsuit and the feather boa. That's you. But did you really think you needed the violin with this new invention? Yeah, you know, when you're right, you're right. I should have gone with a tuba. I mean, it's a bigger statement. It would have cushioned the fall.
Maybe John didn't put the brakes on the roller skates yet. He hadn't invented
They didn't have them back then. Yeah. They didn't have them, Christy. That was not till the late 1800s when they got brakes.
Really? Oh, my. Yeah.
Did we sell any of those weighing machines, by the way? No, John. No. All the party guests are picking shards of mirror out of their head. Nobody really wants a scale at this point. This is a quote that I enjoyed. This was from a 1917 issue of the Scientific American. The inventor believes, like most pleasure vehicles, the improved skate will eventually be used for business purposes.
Oh,
and it is even possible that it may be extensively used by armies for the rapid transportation of soldiers in certain favorable localities. Favorable localities. Yeah, we could have wrapped up Vietnam a lot earlier, but those Viet Cong went and pulled up all the sidewalks in the jungle. I mean, there wasn't a hardwood floor or a disco ball to be found in Khe Sanh. The problem early on with roller skates was you couldn't turn.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, it was kind of like today's inline skates. It was just a bunch of wheels in a row. That was the thing. Hard to turn. That sounds like a Steven Seagal movie, doesn't it? Nico Toscani takes a job protecting an elite team of gay circus performers. He is hard to turn. 1823, they added a fifth wheel, still sort of all in a line. That was called the Rolito. Josh, that's not a name for a fun size Rolos. That's
it's not like a, you know, your four packer. Damn it!
No. They don't have that.
Oh, all right. My letters remain unanswered.
Here's the key guy in roller skates. That's James Leonard Plimpton. James invented the quad skate. That's the four reels that we know. The article says two in the front, two in the back, which
That seems
not a Donnie Baker song.
Two in the front,
remember
two
who
in
I'm
the
dealing
back.
With. Yeah, two in the front, two in the back, which seems obvious, right?
Right.
That four in the front, none in the back model probably didn't work very well.
The sort of penny farthing of roller skates.
Yeah, a lot of heel pain. Dredged some ditches. The agricultural people liked it.
They sure did.
James was really smart. He developed this roller skate. He didn't put the skates directly on, or the wheels directly on the skate. That's how he got the ability to turn. That's when people started to be able to turn. And James started opening roller skating rinks. The first one was in a furniture store, his furniture store. I guess he hadn't heard about old John Merlin and his violin. but he also, this was his real genius, they say. He made it an appropriate activity for men and women to do together, allowing young Victorian couples to meet without reprisal or rigid chaperoning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of like, yeah, that's how you got away from your mom or whatever. You went roller skating, and it was still proper.
Huh.
And then, you know, the first roller derby was in 1945, and it was 1935. Sorry, it was in Chicago. It was the Transcontinental Roller Derby. Now, it's not what you guys think of as roller derby. It was just like two couples that skated the distance of the United States around a roller rink. So they went around like 20,000 times. It seems sort of boring. At some point, they were like, we got to get some chicks to beat the crap out of each other and give them nicknames.
That's yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I got to thinking, you know, so the most famous roller derby girl was Nicole Williams. That's Bonnie Thunders. You guys are familiar?
I'm not familiar with Bonnie's work.
I remember
Bonnie was the best.
Joni Weston.
Oh.
Joni Weston?
Of the San Francisco Bay Area Bombers, I think, or something.
Did she have a nickname, chick? Most of them do.
No, she was like 8 feet tall and blonde. I remember that, though.
You don't need a nickname.
That's right, yeah.
My favorite nickname was that there was a Jewish roller skater. Her name, Leanne Epstein, her name was Matzah Brawl.
Oh, wow. Funny.
So I started thinking about what your guys' roller derby names might be.
Oh.
Twisty Lee. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sure. Right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Tom would be the know-it-aller mauler. Splat Godwin. I think I would be Flute of the Boom.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, okay.
Or Low-Hanging Flute. I don't know which one you guys
would. I like that.
Yeah. Break Your Knee McGee.
Yeah.
Ace Applause B. Yeah. Willie Kid Cannabis, I think.
That'd be a good boxing name, too.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, yeah. And Nosh Arnold.
I see.
Two and
there's
one.
There's a whole theme going on.
Man, sorry, Josh.
He's at the concession stand again.
Josh, you're supposed to be roller skating.
Well, he's not going to skate and eat a meatball sub, is he?
Now, Greg Warren is our guest. Greg, did you find anything out about the first roller skating?
He's going to ask me something that I have no idea about.
No, this is a legit question.
They love to do this.
No, this is a legit question. The first roller skating car hops, did that come up in your research?
Oh, yeah, man, that was 1921, the pig stand in... that was the first car hops. It was 1921, the pig stand in Dallas. I don't know when they started adding roller skates, Tom. Pretty quickly, I believe.
Okay. Hmm. Because you don't see that very. There are a couple places like that.
There are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There are.
Sonic? Did they have roller skaters, or is it just a car thing?
I think it's just a car thing.
Either rallies or Sonic. I think there are some locations that still do.
Mm-hmm. There's some mom and pop places that still do.
Yes,
I think like Mug and Bun is one. I think Dog and Suds might even still.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where's I'm not familiar with Dog and Suds.
Old A&Ws have them?
I don't think so.
Yes, they did.
They did?
And they claim they were the first ones. My research shows the pig stand in Dallas.
The pig stand.
Okay. Dog and Suds. I mean, it sounds...
Hot dog and root beer.
I know what it is.
Sounds a little like an after hours bar.
Oh,
well, we didn't get lucky at the first club. Let's go over to Dog and Suds. Take home a couple Bowsers.
Or in South Korea, it's a place you can take a bath after eating a beagle.
That shouldn't make anybody angry.
Well, I don't.
No, they still eat dog in places over there.
I had no idea this was going in this direction.
You can never tell.
You know, the 70s, that's when all the disco roller craze went. Roller disco. I was one a chick, Christy. Did you guys late 70s? You get into any of that?
No, I did not.
I might have. Yes.
Yes.
I was just, a good roller skater. I really. I'm not trying to brag, but we started roller skating as kids, and we went every Friday night. And so when the disco thing came out, it was right up my alley because I loved to dance and I loved to roller skate. So, yeah.
Were you
I enjoyed
an adult
it.
At this point?
I was in my late teens. I was in my teens.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I
think. Anyone has ever had a deeply intimate encounter while they're both wearing roller skates?
No.
Don't you remember Roller Girl?
Roller Girl, Boogie Nights. That's right. Sure.
Absolutely.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Heather Graham.
Did she leave the skates on?
Yeah, she would leave the skates on.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you leave your skates on?
I'd forgotten. It's always a pleasure speaking to you, Greg. In conclusion, anything we need to know about roller skating for our future?
Well, they're fun. In conclusion,
I guess, you know,
there was. The rollerblades, the hockey things, the inline skates, those were invented by Scott Olsen in 1983. And here's the thing. They were like the old school ones, all in a row. But the key was the material they used for the wheels. That's a polyurethane.
Those were so
I knew a stripper named polyurethane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think she might have had some work done on that. That's the Warren Report.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm sorry that we didn't get to Starlight Express. It would have been fun to talk about that.
I saw Xanadu, the play, at a Chicago theater in Lincoln Park, all on roller skates. Recently.
Really?
Like within the last few years.
Yeah, I've been trying to put together Death of a Salesman on roller skates.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of hard to take.
Any old pics of you in roller skates and disco outfit?
No,
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
Boy.
Has anyone ever done Shakespeare on roller skates?
Shakespeare? It's a lot of fun.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.